T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There's good news, apparently, from auto insurance companies in terms of at least one lowering rates. And yes, I never thought I would say that. I still don't believe that I'm saying that. So, pinch me when I wait.
Right? It's because of the lockdown. A few of us are driving, if at all. Maybe it's just a trip to the store. So question is, will the other companies maybe follow suit here? Douglas Heller, consultant and insurance expert at Consumer Federation of America. So, Doug, I guess good on at least one of these companies.
Yeah, that's right. And I feel the same way. I feel strange congratulating an insurance company for doing the right thing, but I'm very happy to do it. Allstate has said that they're going to be cutting back rates by 15% for the next 2 months because we're not on the road, so we're not causing nearly the kind of accidents that we normally see in California. And breaking news, Liberty Mutual and Safeco just announced the same thing. So we think that the pressure is building on insurance companies to do the right thing, since, I mean, if you have to go on the road right now, it's just weird. I was on the 101 today, and there was nobody else driving with me. It was very strange. And what we know, it's not, the math isn't complicated. If you're not driving, you're not causing accidents, which means you shouldn't be paying premiums as though you have a 30-mile round trip every day. So we've been calling on all the insurance companies to give relief to consumers who are all sort of doing their part and staying at home, and asking the insurance commissioner here in California and around the country to make sure these companies stand up, because some of the other big ones like State Farm and Geico and Progressive and Auto Club here in California, they haven't yet done right by their customers and lowered premiums like they should.
Yeah, add my insurance company, Farmers. I was going to ask you if you thought that the insurance companies that are not offering these rebates, aren't they in effect, I don't know, stealing from their customers?
Oh, I call it the coronavirus windfall. And, you know, if you think about it, we pay premiums as though we're doing these round trips, and then we're not the risk we used to be because we're not driving to work every day, and they're still keeping our money. I'm calculating very roughly that insurance companies are saving about $100 million every week on claims and accidents that aren't happening in California alone. So either they give us our money back and re-rate us while we're not driving, or they're walking away with a windfall while everybody else is suffering and losing jobs. So right now, I think it's really important, first of all, that companies do the right thing. Second of all, that our insurance commissioner tells these companies that they've got to do the right thing. But then for the rest of us, let's at least at the moment take some action and call our insurance companies and let them know, hey, we're driving less and you should re-rate me. And so I'm asking anybody to
send me that mileage card again.
So maybe the insurance companies that aren't giving money back to their customers should be the ones wearing masks.
Should be hearing from their customers.
That's right. Well, I'm saying, hey, make that phone call, and then people should tweet me at Doug Heller and let me know if their company is refusing to give a break right now, because I want to make sure that everybody knows which companies are doing the right thing and which companies are hoarding our money while we sit at home and not drive.
Douglas Heller, consultant and insurance expert at the Consumer Federation of America.
I want my money back.
I know. I think someone's going to be hearing from you.
Yes.